Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, she should be zecher to find your Zivug Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Daled tells us Shlosh Dvarim Amar Blazim and Parta Lefnei Chachamim. There are three things where Blazim and Parta said in front of the Chachamim, Vikimus Dvarav, and they established his words, which means they paskin like what he said. Number one, Al Ir Shekifa Karkaim, in regards to a city that was besieged by an army, Al Svina Hamatrefes Bayam, in regards to a boat that was floundering at sea, while Yotze Lidoin, in regards to somebody who's being brought out to be judged, and it's very possible that they're going to pass and that he has to be killed. In all these situations, Shein Becheskes Kayamin, we say that the people inside the city or in the boat or this fellow who's being brought to be judged is Bechazaka that they're still alive. Just because they're in a very dangerous situation, the army might conquer the city and kill everyone, or the ship might sink, or the person might get this psak that he's going to be killed. Since none of these things happened yet, we say that they're in the Chazaka, they're still alive. Therefore, let's say we're talking about Kayhanim, so their wives are allowed to eat Truma, because again, they assume their husbands are still alive. Aval, however, Irsha Kvasha Karkoim, a city that was already conquered by an army, Usfinisha of the Bayam, or the ship already sunk by Yotze Lehareg, or someone who's being brought out to be killed. So in these situations, Naisan Alain Chomre Chaim v'Chomre Mesim, we apply both Chomras. Maybe the person's alive, but maybe he's dead. And therefore, Bas Yisrael LeKayin, let's say the woman standing in front of us is a Bas Yisrael, and she's married to Kayin, and we don't know what the fate of her husband is, but we know that he was in the city that was conquered by Gaim, or that he was on the boat that sunk, or he was being brought out to be killed. Or Ubas Kayin Li Yisrael, the woman standing in front of us is a Bas Kayin, and she's married to Yisrael, and once again, we don't know what's with her husband. In both these situations, they cannot eat truma. That's because the Bas Yisrael LeKayin has to suspect that her husband, the Kayin, already died, and now she's not allowed to eat truma. And the Bas Kayin, Yisrael, has to suspect that her husband is still alive, and therefore she can't eat truma because she's married to Yisrael. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, on to a different topic. Hamevi get by Eretz Yisrael v'chala. A fellow is bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, and the shliach got sick. He could simply hand it over to another shliach to bring to the woman. And that's because, since he doesn't have to say b'fanechtam, he's within Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. Just give it over to a different shliach. However, if the husband told his shliach, it's Reuven telling Beryl, take a particular object from her when you give the get to her. So Beryl is not allowed to send it with somebody else, because the husband doesn't want his bikadin to be with somebody else. He told Beryl, I want you to get my fancy pen from her when you give her the get. Reuven doesn't want a random guy holding on to his pen for him. He wants Beryl to do it. And now the Beryl is sick, so everything's just going to have to be put on hold until it gets better. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.